From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Washington and Beijing will enforce sanctions against North Korea for its recent nuclear weapons and ballistic missile program. But China and the U.S. apparently remain at an impasse over China's territorial claims in the South China Sea.
I reiterated America's fundamental support for negotiations and a peaceful resolution based on the rule of law, as well as, obviously, our concern about any unilateral steps by any party, whichever claimant, to alter the status quo.
China, which is the North's main ally and benefactor, supported the tougher sanctions against the North. Tensions are growing in the region over China's aggressive buildup of military installations on unoccupied islands and reefs in the South China Sea, many of which are also claimed by Taiwan, Vietnam, the Philippines, Brunei, and Indonesia. A car bomb targeting a police bus in Istanbul killed 11 people, including 7 officers, and wounded 36 others during the morning rush hour Tuesday. Multiple ambulances were sent to the scene in the central historic district of Veznedjeler near Istanbul University and Bayezid Square, a popular tourist destination. After visiting the wounded being treated in Haseki Hospital, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Turkey's fight against terrorists will continue to the end. The blast, which occurred on the second day of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, is the latest of several attacks in Istanbul and Ankara this year. This is VOA News. A big climate announcement could come this week in Washington. Experts are watching to see if Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi commits to ratifying the Paris Climate Agreement before the end of the year. If India ratifies the deal, that will put it on the brink of going into force well ahead of the original 2020 target. Advocates say it would be a strong signal that developing countries are serious about fighting climate change. But critics note that India has committed to very little under the Paris Agreement. Modi is on a state visit to the United States, including a special address to a joint meeting of Congress. About 2,000 NATO troops are conducting a large-scale military training exercise with an airborne operation in the Polish central city of Toruń. As part of the biggest Poland-led exercise in the country since the 1989 end of communism, the troops parachuted Tuesday into the training area in the city with the objective to secure a bridge on the Vistula River. U.S. troops of the 82nd Airborne Division flew from Fort Bragg, North Carolina. British troops flew from a NATO base in Ramstein, Germany, while Polish troops arrived from a base in Krakow in southern Poland. More than 20 NATO member states began the 10-day Anaconda 16 exercises as part of efforts to reassure Central and Eastern European countries concerned by Russia's actions in the eastern Ukraine. The Kremlin denounced the exercises. At least 4 people have been killed in wild storms that have struck parts of eastern Australia. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Parts of New South Wales have had more than 400 millimetres of rain since Friday, and the national capital, Canberra, has recorded its wettest ever June day. The storms began in the northern state of Queensland and tore south through New South Wales, where 2 men died, while another is presumed missing off Bondi Beach in Sydney. A huge and expensive clean-up operation is underway after many homes were damaged, roads blocked, and trees and electricity cables brought down. Hundreds of properties in Sydney are without power. The body of another man was pulled from a swollen river near Canberra. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Both Republicans and Democrats alike have condemned presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump for his comments about the ethnicity of a judge overseeing a class action suit against Trump University. Members of both parties lambasted the real estate mogul for remarks that they assert were racist. Trump said he felt U.S. District Court Judge Gonzalo Curiel, because of his Mexican heritage, would not rule fairly in the case charging Trump with fraud. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.